Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Pat McDonald, Western Outdoor News, Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, and more. Talking some fishing here. Southern California fall at its finest.
Yeah, dude, it is happening right now. I feel like we talk about it every year all the time, but the fall is where it's at. You get the mix of the killer weather, the great fishing, the fishing gets close to home, the crowds subside. It's just like it's local summertime.
Yes, indeed. No kidding.
It's a great time, and we're having a great time talking fishing, talking that Cabo Tuna Jackpot Tournament and much more, and we want to talk to you. Again, if you want to get through this morning, the best way to do it is with our local line. It's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. It's open right now. Or try us toll-free. The toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And talking about that lighter load and great local fishing and great fall time, the Liberty has been absolutely smashing them with great yellowfin tuna and skipjack fishing, just like we heard Dave talking about. And we're giving away a spot at the end of the show today to get to go do that. Somebody's going to get to go on a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing at the end of the show today. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090 is your way to do it.
All right, let's jump into those catch reports today. Some big catch reports coming up, so you tune in.
This is going to be a good one for sure. Today, a catch report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses. They do trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle. They're full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com. And we're going to start up with our private boater buddy, our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Pat. Well, we got some reports for you.
I bet you do, buddy. I'll bet.
We got a weird connection here. I don't know what's going on, but...
Are we okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
There you go. All right, we're going to wrap it up with something interesting here. But, hey, this last week of September has really delivered some damn good fishing, you know, that fine fall fishing we're all loving so much. Many different zones, some inshore, but especially offshore, which I'll finish up with here in a bit. At Catalina, lots of that big bonitas around, a few good great yellowtail mixed in. And now that lobster season is open, guys, that's a whole new dimension. You catch those big bonita. Not only are they fun to catch and good to eat, they're fantastic lobster baits. So it's going to be interesting to hear some of them lobster scores coming from the island and local here. At San Clemente Island, very good days yellowtail fishing sometime, mostly frontside middle, frontside west, and some of that backside west and up around the Niners had some nice great yellowtail. But the best reports are from offshore, definitely, so we're going to focus a little more on that. There's so much going on. Closer to home, guys, the last few days, I found some really good skipjack fishing right around that 14, a little inside of it, a little outside of it there. A little bit of yellowfin mixed in, a little bit of dorado on the kelps in there also, occasional marlin swimming around. But it's been fun fishing for a lot of the private boaters there. Closer to the east end of Catalina, still some marlin around from right off the slide down the ridge toward that 277. And also around the island, scattered schools of yellowfin. And you can start all the way up outside the west end there. Start outside that 500-fathom curve. Look down toward the Farnsworth and then all the way down towards the 277 on the outside of the ridge. That yellowfin zone extends also down the inside of Clemente, across the Mackerel Bank, all the way down to the 43, outside the 43, which is where we had some seriously good fishing just the other day. So let me tell you, I had the opportunity to go fishing with the world-famous Danny from Fish Dope. He put together a trip. He and Pam put this trip together to charter the wild in SAC, captained by Captain Dave Hansen. And so we got an all-star crew together. There was me, Danny, Pam, Captain Corby Jackson, which has caught probably 10 million tons of squid out here over the years for everybody, and a couple other guys there, my buddy Mike, and we all set off from Dana Point to go in search of whatever. And, boy, we found some really nice whatevers there, all by ourselves outside the 43 there, about 12 miles west of the bank, open water fishing, spots of breaking fish. We thought at first some of it was bluefin. Turned out to be all good, great yellowfin. So there's a lot of skipjack mixed in there with it. We caught some of that, and we caught a couple smaller yellowfins. But it got really interesting in the afternoon on the porpoise. We were fishing that porpoise for the good, great yellowfin, and we wound up with a total of 10 fish for the day. 8 of them were all those big ones. Our jackpot fish was 81 pounds, which for Southern California is a hell of a nice fish.
So cool, Mark. Wow.
Yeah. That, you know, and we're getting ahead of the porpoise, dropping baits back to them, and with really good success. I mean, Danny hooked one of them toads on 20 pounds. He pulled on a damn thing for most of an hour. We had to run 5 miles, I think, to catch back up with the porpoise after we got that one in. But I'm telling you what an interesting day this was. Fascinating and hilarious. I mean, Captain Dave Hansen, you guys have heard the reports on here for several years now. I've known the guy for a million years, never had the opportunity to fish with him. I was truly impressed. We had so much fun. He even made me laugh. And he's like, he works so hard. He's in those gyros all day long. The boat's clean and nice. And just, I'm telling you what, if you get the opportunity to go fishing with a guy, you definitely want to take it. We had a blast, let me tell you.
That sounds like so much fun.
That's cool,
I mean,
Mark. Good for you guys.
I talked to Danny yesterday. I talked to Captain Dave, and they told me all about it. It just sounded like Rick and I needed to be there.
Yeah, it sounded like
fun,
buddy.
Yeah, you did. You did. We even hooked a marlin. I hooked a marlin, and he came up jumping. Damn near jumped in the boat, and I just handed the rod off to his deckhand, Chase, and said, here, follow this thing up around the bow, and you pull on it, knock yourself out, have a good time.
That's cool, Mark.
That's cool. Well, of course, fishdope.com had all that information, first-hand information, and, of course, all the tuna fishing, all the great tuna fishing that's going on right now. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. You got to have it. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And let me tell you guys, you know, the conditions are really good. There's an awful lot of fish around. And I think we're just seeing the very start of our fine fall fish, and you guys want to get out there and go.
There's bait everywhere.
Yeah, it's on.
That's all good, right?
It's all good.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, we got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right, very good. All right.
Yeah, let's head on now down to San Diego over to Seaforth, and we'll get our tuna, yellowtail, and wahoo report out of Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
I think you just gave the whole report there. I'm done.
That's another week of just fantastic fishing at a Seaforth.
Yeah, so I mean, just starting with the half day, lots of bonito in the morning, some nice big fish in there. I mean, yesterday called in halfway through the trip, had limits of bonito, went around, caught a little calico bass, went back out in the afternoon, got into some bonito and some yellowtail, and that way through the week there, bonito in the morning, yellowtail and bonito in the afternoon, a little bit of bass mix in there, so very good half day fishing going on there. Those full-day trips, fishing offshore down there, lots of yellowfin and skipjack, about what we've been seeing for, gosh, a little over a month now, I'd imagine. Very good fishing on there. Those overnight trips, very similar. Yellowfin, skipjack, Dorado. Like you said, we saw a wahoo earlier in the week there, which isn't exactly normal on any of our trips there, but it happened. So that was on the Pacific Voyager's 3-day, and he said he was, I believe he said he was in the day and a half range there. So that's good fishing. We can talk about it every year. It's not unusual for September and going into October here to have very good fishing. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there for those half days, those full days, those overnights. You'll see some new trips on there, some day and three-quarter trips on there where they're going to leave mid-morning, fish that day, stay overnight, fish next night, and come back the following morning. So a little extra fishing on there. So definitely check those out. Again, seaforthlanding.com. Do everything online there. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. always come down and visit us in person, get breakfast over at the grill there, get your Rock Hard Rick breakfast burrito, get some tackle, and get out there fishing.
Marcos, great report. So cool to hear of what's going on from wide open fishing, from the full day guys to wide open to the longer guys, and now Wahoo, everything else that's going on. It's just such a great time to be fishing out of Seaforth.
Yeah, indeed. And I might add, too, Seaforth is one of the landings that now has, you have the Coronado Islands bracelets, right?
Yeah, we got those biobands over there, and, you know, you're going to need those. It's going to a little more paperwork to fish the islands there. Definitely need those visas. You can go online and get those visas, your permits, and those biobands. So definitely, they're cheap, so grab them. You know, just don't play games down there. You're fishing in a foreign country with their rules. Definitely get what you need and take advantage of that great fishing.
Yeah,
no
for
doubt.
Sure. And I might add that a couple weeks ago we said they were available. They weren't. Now they are at all the landings, including Fisherman's Landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, Dana Landing has them, Seaforth Sport Fishing has them. If you're going on your own boat to the Coronado Islands, grab a set of those bracelets.
They're very, very easy to get. They're $5 per person per day. You can buy them in advance. The only ticket is you do need to know the date that you're planning on using them. They have to have the date written on them before you leave the store, but you know, you can send one guy from your party down. You can send your buddy down. Your, you know, wife can go to whatever. You know, some person can go pick them up for the group. Just need to know the captain's name, the name of the boat, the number of bracelets that you want to get, and just the day that you want them for, and that's it. Yes, it's a little bit extra legwork, but it's only $5, and it's you know, your entire transaction time is going to be 5 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah. And if you have any questions on that stuff, I know Kona Pesca has a site. I believe it's sportfishinginmexico.com. They have all the requirements up there, tell you where to get stuff, and just get it taken care of. Get down there and get that fishing done.
You got it, buddy. Great job, Marcos. Great report. One more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to come join you and get on this action at Seaforth.
619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out. If you're calling after hours or know what you want and don't want to talk to us, seaforthlanding.com.
Right on. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate a great report, and we'll talk to you next week.
And talk to you then, guys.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report again. Sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps and switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you from thousands in fines by detecting oil and fuel in your bilge and turning your pump off before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com for more information.
And the guys from Blue Guard Z was just down this week and installed their new portal on Field Research, my boat.
Ooh, nice.
And what it is I can bring up an app on my phone now and see if my bilge pump went off, see if there was any oil detected.
Get out of here.
And check the status of my batteries. See if anything was left on. It tells whether there's any amps are moving. On my phone. Right now. I'll show it to you.
Let me just throw the scenario. You could be out doing some field research in Alaska and check on field research in San Diego to make, and all of a sudden you realize, hey, you know, the bilge pump cycled 4 times in the last couple hours. Like, you can make a phone call to Warren or somebody to come down, check out the boat. Oh, hey, man, yeah, sure enough, this happened.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's
so
rad.
Could save your boat, could save you from thousands of fines. So just part of the technology that BGI is coming out with. So check it out, bluebgi.com. They're actually using my boat as the introduction for this system at the big convention that's going to happen for the marine parts.
That is so cool.
In somewhere. So anyway,
cool.
Yeah, that's
nice,
cool.
Man. I like it.
Big event
next
Saturday, broadcasting live from the Sport Fishing Association of California office. Ken Franke is on the line to tell us about it. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing great. So we're very excited about this event. 7 to 9 a.m., live broadcast, right there next to Fisherman's Landing, right next to Pizza Nova, is the Sport Fishing Association of California office. And we're going to be hosting a live broadcast with you and a lot of great information. Why don't you tell us about it, Ken?
Yeah, what we wanted to do is, first of all, we have a new facility there. We wanted to have an open house and invite the public down to come take a look at what goes on. And we're going to have a number of guest speakers next weekend. We want to basically provide as much accurate information to the boaters as the commercial fleet has. So we're going to have military people there to talk about San Clemente Island and the things that we need to be careful of around there. We've got great fish in there. We got to make sure that we don't get in the way of the military, and they're going to talk a little bit about that. We have some new training that's available for the private boaters, the captains on the private boats who would get the same training as ours. I'm going to have people on staff there to help people get temporary importation documents for their boats. So this is an opportunity if somebody wants to go to Mexico and just doesn't know how to do it. I'm going to have two of the gentlemen from our office in there with kiosks ready to go, and just go to the SAC website at californiasportfishing.org. The couple of documents required there. You're welcome to call even during the week this week, and we'll verify what you need. You come on in, and we're going to get people taken care of there. They'll then be able to go next door to the fishing landings to get their bracelets to go to the Coronados. We're basically, this is going to be an opportunity to download the current 411 on why do we have bracelets? What's this about? What are the changes going on? We're going to give everybody accurate information on all of that. So we look forward to seeing people. We're going to be giving away fishing trips right then and there. We're going to have a mic set up to ask questions as well.
Yeah, you're going to give away fishing trips on the San Diego and all the Southern California sport fishing landings for people to come down?
We're going to have some fishing trips that we're going to give. We're working out the details this week, but we're going to be we're going to make those available to the people that are there. We're going to go ahead and give those out to some of the speakers that come up and ask questions.
That's fantastic. Cool. Great. And you're going to have some Coast Guard representatives and other people. It's going to be a very informative two-hour broadcast, and it'll continue past the 9 o'clock hour, right?
That's correct. We're going to stay until probably 11 o'clock. As soon as we're off the air, myself and the rest of the people from our office are going to be there to help the private boaters answer questions specific to them, get on the computers if we need to, and help them get situated. But we really want this to be a productive, really informative session. So, you know, we want everybody call in with good questions. If you can, come on down. We'll have seating all set up for everybody right there on the waterfront, next door, between there and Pizzanova.
Yeah. And I have permission. Well, I'll get permission from, Charlie and John, that you know, as long as you vacate right after the show, you can use the Pizzanova parking lot.
Ooh.
And park right there at Pizzanova. So we'll,
very, very good.
You know, as long as you clear out before they open for business at 11 o'clock at Pizzanova, they're just parking a Pizzanova spot, and you're good to come to the broadcast because it's right there.
And you got to promise to buy a spicy chicken wrap afterwards.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
One last thing, Pete. Also, you know, it's not just Mexico. We got a lot going on up north. We got the potential of 75 fathoms for the people fishing up north. We're going to talk a lot about the current events all the way up to Santa Barbara so that pretty much everybody's going to get something out of this show.
Wow.
It's going to be great, Ken.
Yeah, great. So that's next Saturday, 1 week from today, 7 to 9 a.m. at the Sport Fishing Association of California office, which is right next to Fisherman's Landing, right next to Pizzanova, right on the waterfront there. You can't miss it. We're looking forward to it, Ken. You've lined up such a great program, and we encourage our listeners to come on down and join in.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right.
See you,
thanks, Ken.
Ken.
Appreciate the call this morning. Let's jump into those phones.
You got it, buddy. They are packed up. How about this time we talk to Mel, who's calling us from Burbank this morning. Good morning, Mel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mel.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Great. Good morning.
Great, great. Hi, I have a question about the Seaforth landing and how you get your fish processed, say, when you come back from, like, a two-day trip and it's late at night. How do you guys go about that?
Well, they'll work on it on the boat, and you can have it processed on the boat, but you can also make pre-arrangements with Fisherman's Processing. Call Sean and ask him if they can make available for the boat. As long as there's enough people down there, they could send a representative down there and take care of it.
Pre-arranging is always the ticket. So whether it be them having a representative to meet you when the boat comes in, whether it's you just keeping the fish iced up in, you know, cooler bags and dropping it off at their location, but those guys would be the ones that you would need to pre-arrange with.
I gotcha. Thank you.
All right.
And but with all that said, too, the, you know, the option of having the boat do it certainly exists also. So, you know, the first thing I would do is call over there. Call Melanie, call Sean, have those guys kind of line you in. They're super accommodating.
Just telling me which boat you go on, how many days, what time you expected to come back, and they probably make arrangements to work with you, for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. It makes it so much nicer. I mean, the boats do a great job filleting, but there's nothing like fisherman's processing.
Yeah. Table ready, clean fillet, vacuum packed bags, ready to go. Yeah, there's nothing like it.
And you're ready to rock.
Yep, no doubt about that.
Sure. Hey, a question for Pat. When you're down in Cabo, do they have fish processors down there
when you catch
a bunch of fish?
Yeah, they do. Dreammaker Charters or Griselda's Smokehouse
will
take your fish. Now, you can either donate it or take it yourself, or they'll take it and then they'll process it, and they'll have it ready by the next day. It's a huge volume, of course, for the tournament
because
there's a lot of big fish. So,
yeah.
And some of the people are generous enough. I know the winners last year donated their fish.
All right.
Where
does that donated fish go to?
It goes to a church in Cabo San Lucas, and it's distributed out to the very poor Colonia areas.
Wow.
That high protein, fish is really appreciated in those areas.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
they do have a processor now in Cabo San Lucas.
Yes. Matter of fact, I think there's two. One's on one side of the marina and one's on the other.
No kidding. And they'll vacuum pack, freeze your fish.
They'll smoke it. They'll do everything.
That'd be great.
Grace and Dale, they've been sponsors of the tournament for 20 years, and they're right there at the Tesoro area. There's a whole massive complex right there.
Yeah.
And so they're right there on the waterfront.
That's cool.
Yeah, and matter of fact, they help us with the tournament. They do a lot of the movement of the fish, from the IGY ramp that they build for the tournament, come right up the ramp, and then Grace is there. And so you can just say, I want the fish processed, or I want to donate it, or we're going to take it and handle it ourselves. So most people just have it processed.
Such a nice option if you're planning on flying home with your fish. To have it in vacuum-packed bags, cut, filleted, ready to go. Makes life a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. No,
a lot of them stock boxes now like they do in Alaska. They'll actually pack in. You buy the box, and you don't even have to bring a cooler down.
That's right. Yeah, they have wax boxes. Matter of fact, I'm bringing three down. I'm just going to give them to her. I put a bunch of stuff that we bring down for the tournament, tools and everything else.
Yeah, cool.
I brought it down from Alaska. You can have them.
Here.
But no, they have plenty. And then they have also the carry ones. You can go anywhere and get the up to 50 pounds in those things.
Yeah.
And you can bring them back as luggage. That's what we did down at Puerto Vallarta.
Sure.
Bring down a couple of those and pack your clothes, throw them out or whatever, and then bring your fish back. So, it's not a problem. Cabo is not a problem. East Cape Smokehouse,
East Cape
we did
Smokehouse
that. We went fishing with Mark Rayer this year and last year, and we went home
Chris
with 50 pounds of yellowfin fillets, it was fantastic.
That's
and they
great.
Do a great job. So, yeah, Baja and Cabo particularly, not a problem at all.
Yeah, and then if you go to the Smokehouse, you always have dinner and cocktails at Smokies, too.
My favorite.
I know.
Yeah.
I was just down there about 2 months ago, and we had a great meal there. It was fantastic.
Yeah. All right, let's jump back in the phones. You want to get through, have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty. A line open at 858-457-1090.
D in Laguna Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, D.
Good morning, D.
D might have stepped away from his phone, so why don't we try Hills? He's calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. It's great to hear Pat on there. Hey, since lobster season's open, I thought maybe it was Dave Hansen that said something about Bonito is excellent bait. I've been hearing that the last few years. But are there any regulations on any of the bait that you use? Well, I thought Dave said something about if it's a fish that has a minimum size, you're not supposed to use it or something. Do you guys have any idea?
Yeah, if it's a measurable fish like a Bonito, you're not allowed to use it for bait, according to Dave Hansen. I haven't checked that law. I didn't do the research, but according to Captain Dave,
kidding me.
If it's a measurable size, which Bonita does have a size.
So you're saying you can't use it, period, or you can't use it if it's below the measurable size?
Pat, any idea?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
we need a ruling on this.
That would definitely be news to me. Not saying that that's incorrect. I would never profess to know all the ins and outs
and
of every...
And never go against what Dave Hansen says.
Oh, yeah, he's a kook. I mean, I would put him being wrong for sure. But, no, I'm just kidding. I mean, like you say, he would know much more than I. I'm just curious. I know that guys have run into those instances before where, they've been over possession limits of fish because they had a bunch of, they had a bunch of bonita, and that has been an issue before. If you had... half a dozen, if you had half a dozen bonita in your cooler, and then you caught another half a dozen, fresh ones, now all of a sudden you're over a possession limit.
Yeah.
I didn't know about you not being able to use it at all, so that would be news to me. We'll have to try and get some clarification.
Yeah, I think you need to read. There's so many finite laws that fishing game
that's
has.
A new
now
one
you
for
need
me.
To have like be a lawyer practically. Maybe that's a new career for some young person is be a fish interpretation lawyer for the Fish and Wildlife.
We better
laws.
Send our emergency text message to Steve Crook. He'll usually be able to dial us in on that one.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get an answer for you there, Hill. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, 877-792-1090 is open right now.
You got it. Don't forget, too, the local line. That one's 858-457-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup, more great times with Pat McDonald when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, Avet, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, Nomad, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Penn, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, Shimano, West Coast Marine, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Show your surface iron skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle, lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd, check fishermanslanding.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packing up. You want to get through. 858-457-1090 open right now. You know, coming up in January, you know, it starts to get cold and kind of winter here in Southern California where you can go catch big tuna on the Royal Star in 4 days.
See ya.
4 days, right?
I'm in on that.
At the end of January... The Royal Star is going to be based in Mazatlan.
Yep.
Now, keep in mind, Mazatlan is closer to the big fish area that you fish out of Puerto Vallarta.
Yep.
than Puerto Vallarta is.
Closest port.
So shorter ride.
Closest port to the north end, which is where most of the fishing is
right.
done.
Easier access because nonstop flights out of Los Angeles or out of the CBX
mm-hmm.
and cheap.
Very,
I mean,
very,
a fraction of the price.
We're talking like $75 a flight.
Yeah,
cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
And less even.
And staying at the El Cid, that's where they're going to base.
Yeah.
What a wonderful place. Inexpensive rooms. One, I mean, you've been to El Cid. It's
fabulous.
What an incredible place. So Royal Star has two trips. One is on the 25th of January, and then the second one is on the 29th of January. Back-to-back four-day trips. And I can't believe there's still availability on those trips. So if you want to go on that four-day fly-down, fly-back Royal Star trip, it's an incredible experience, incredible opportunity for you. Check RoyalStarSportFishing.com and just book right online and grab a spot.
That's awesome. Good opportunity. Hey, well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Pat. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's the number for you. Let's talk to Rob. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Rob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, I was wondering on the I didn't hear earlier whether or not on this tournament, was there different types of species, or is it just tuna as far as the categories go?
That's a good question. It is it's a tuna tournament, but for years we had because you never know if you're going to get a tuna or not, so we had to have backup species. So we had Dorado and Wahoo, and then for a long time we had whoever caught the biggest Wahoo or Dorado, we'd give them a rod and a reel or something like this. And I thought, well, let's just do an optional for it, and it's actually the most popular optional now. Because it's $1,000, and the biggest
Wahoo or
Dorado.
Yeah,
and it paid $60,000 each day last year.
That's
crazy.
So if a guy says, well, you know, let's say, you know, one of the, you know, like a couple of years ago, Van Wormers came in with a massive fish, 298 or something like this, and people felt, you know, wow, that I can't beat that. So they just concentrated on the Wahoo Dorado and went after that money.
Smart.
Yeah, so... So it's Wahoo and Dorado is the other species, 30-pound minimum for all fish. And so it's there's like six tuna optionals and one Wahoo
and
Dorado.
And last year it was 60 grand.
60 grand. So everybody gets in. It's $1,000.
So it's
bucks.
Largest tuna or Dorado?
Well.
Or largest Wahoo or Dorado.
Yes. And or.
Not separate.
No,
yeah,
not separate.
Not separate.
A 40-pound Dorado beats out a 35-pound Wahoo and vice versa.
Exactly. Yeah. So, who knows? Maybe I should ought to split it, you know, and just have Wahoo and Dorado and then have two options.
There you
but,
go.
Because, you know, a lot of the small, some of the boats are like, they're not bigger boats. And you get a Ponga and go out there and put $1,000 into that optional. And then you're just not really fishing for big tuna. If one happens to hit, then great. But if not, you're going to have a potential to win $50,000-$60,000 each day.
That wouldn't be bad.
So yeah, that brings in a lot of people at the lower end who don't feel like they can compete against the teams like Real Quest or Mark Rayer or something like that, you know, or somebody catches a huge fish and then they go to Wahoo Dorado and try to get that money.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Jim. He's calling us from Simi Valley this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Jim.
Good morning. Hey, I got the. Hey, good morning. Got two questions. One for Pat. If I'm just by myself or I can't get a team together, do you guys have some kind of a waiting list or a situation where if one guy falls out, they're looking for somebody, I get on the list? And the number two question is a local about the bonita bite, and somebody gave me some bonita the other day, and it said, do not freeze a bonita. It won't be good. So why is that, and what's are some tips for preparing bonita?
I'll answer that first question. And although I wouldn't freeze bonito and actually go ahead and fish it, I would make it fresh. I would bleed it out quickly, keep it on ice, and it's a very, very, very
like
good.
It's like tuna.
Cut
out the dark meat.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That it's unbelievable. We're down at Cedros. We were catching it, and it was absolutely fantastic. So. To answer, but don't freeze it. No, that's what my final.
It doesn't
my
keep well.
Final answer: don't freeze it. So, okay.
The other
question was, what was it again?
A single on the tuna tournament. If you come down as a single, is there a possibility of getting?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can sign up for the tournament. Put the $1,000 in. You have a boat, which I would suggest get a boat. And then as time goes on, I'll say, hey, if somebody, this guy has a boat, I'll put it on Facebook page. I'll put it on there. And then people who are looking to get on a team would join you. And, of course, then you have to deal with maybe his personality. You know, you don't know these people.
So what about him as without a boat? And are there ever anybody? Is there ever anybody that's looking for a team member?
Oh yeah, occasionally. You know,
a guy.
If a fourth guy bails out, generally they just leave it to three guys because they don't know some guy they haul on there just to kind of cut cost might end up just driving everybody nuts. So it's more often of a guy like you who would come down. You got a charter boat, you're ready to go, and you can add people down there, or I'll try to connect people with you because people are always looking to join a team, and it's hard to get people to join teams for people who know each other because it is a money tournament and. You know, there's a lot of discussion about, you know, how much money you want to get in.
Right.
But I will say this about the tournament. Let's say, you know, you don't know how much a team wants to get in. Let's say three of the guys only want to get in at a lower level. Nah, let's just do a couple of the optional. If I just want to come down, bring my wife, my kids, and have a good time and enjoy the parties, maybe win a drawing, and maybe have a chance to win the tournament. But on the overall, win 50, 60,000, you know, I'm into that. But the fourth guy goes, well, I want to go high ticket, and we have a really good boat. And they go, well, fine, go ahead. You can get in. You can go in and cover this on the $10,000 or the $5,000 optional. And if we win that money, since you're paid individually, you'll win that money. So you can actually divide it up that way because we pay on percentages.
Okay.
So, you know, you might end up with, Joe put in $15,000 on the optionals. Well, he's going to take home $200,000.
All right.
That's
very good.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. So you talked about the parties. Are they included in everything? I mean,
that's
do you get
question.
Tickets to the parties?
Yes. We charge, as I said, it's a $1,000 entry. $500 goes into the pot right there. So that goes in. You can figure
the
out the mathematics is pretty easy on that one, $500. And the other $500 goes to the hats, shirts, bags that give away, all the sponsorship stuff. A lot of sponsors donate stuff. And then there's the parties also. So there's two of them, one at the restaurant in town, Baja Cantina, and then Maria Corona. It's a very beautiful restaurant. And then the final night, which is at the awards banquet on the pier.
And you get two tickets each?
You get
eight tickets total for a team of four?
Yes. So so whether you have – we give.
So you could bring a significant other? And
yeah.
If they don't want to fish, they could –
Well, let's say Lolly and you were in a tournament and you and Rick were in the tournament. And then you decided that, well, you know, we only just want to fish together. We don't really want to do that. But, you know, the girls just want to come down and have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, you can make them members of the team, and then they get free – then they go into the – they get wristbands for all the parties and they're all the drawings and everything else.
That's awesome.
And a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
So it's up to four anglers, and who you put on there is up to you. You make your captain part of the crew, and then you can bring another crewman.
Yeah.
So, but yes, the parties are all included in the cost, and that $500 is that we use that for a lot of the stuff that we have to spend on getting the tournament there and the parties, because the dinners are quite extensive.
I was going to say that it should be noted, these parties are really good times. Yeah, it's food, it's entertainment, it's, you know, it's such a good time.
One thing you don't cover is alcohol, which is,
no.
Otherwise you'd go broke.
Yeah. Well, one thing we did was this year, it's pretty fun. Last year we did, and it worked out pretty well, is that I came up with an idea. I heard it from a fundraiser from somebody else. And they said, when you walk in, you buy tickets for booze. It's $2 a ticket. And so, and then there's a menu there. And then so guys walk in, they buy $100 worth of tickets. And then those are for that venue. And then the guy comes up and says, well, you want a beer and this. You want a margarita. I guess that's a total of 25 tickets. And you hand the tickets. And that covers tip. And
that's
service.
Cool.
And so you don't have to sit there and go, let me give me your credit card, then come back, and you're worried about your credit card.
That's a great idea.
And it doubled the amount of booze that was being sold at both events. And it was just much easier.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so,
that's a great idea.
Yeah. So that's what, you know, it's just make it easier for people, make it more fun. We're going to streamline the dinner this year. There's going to be less speeches and all this stuff. And we're just going to honor the winners of the tournament and make it interview them on there. And honor the staff and the sponsors, and have live band. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have fireworks during the when the champions get their trophies and stuff. So,
What hotel do you base from?
Tesoro, the Hotel Tesoro.
It's been there.
It's been there almost every year.
Yeah.
I think when you come down.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, so it's there.
Right in the middle of town, right next to
it's
Solomon's.
So easy.
Close.
It's the old Hotel La Plaza Las Glorias, and it was to me it was just not a very good hotel in the early days. They just didn't do it right, and then. Wyndham came in and really invested a lot of money. They're out of the picture, but they've really improved the place with timeshare. They had some timeshare. So the place is really quite nice. It's still It's perfect venue for the location.
Yeah,
we have everything there. But if people have time, people have timeshares everywhere. So I think half the people stay at the hotel and the other half stay at their homes or their timeshares and stuff. So it's a real mix.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it's a great time, and they do a great job for us, at the hotel. They really do.
Sure.
858-457-1090. You want to talk to Pat? Have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty? There's your shot.
So I got some clarification from our buddy Steve
Crook.
Again, though, we still say, as always, double check the regulations. Things change and move all the time, so you're always best to check the regulations for yourself. But Steve Crook says that you are definitely able to use Bonita. But that he
as bait for lobster,
but he cautions you to not cut them up until you're going to use them, because that can affect possession limits and things like that.
Okay.
So, again, he says don't cut them up until you're going to use them, and you cannot have over 5 short bonita, as that is what the limit. Bonita, the way the bonita limit works in U.S. waters is you're allowed 5 bonita of any size, and then you're allowed an additional 5 that have to be a minimum of a 24-inch fork length.
Okay.
So as long as you've got
Which is a big bonita.
That's a big bonita, yeah. So if you've got 5 bonita that are over 24 inches, well, you could have 10 that are over 24 inches,
yeah.
But 5 of your 10 fish have to be a minimum of a 24-inch fork length. Make sure that you don't ever have more than 10, and, you got to make sure that you have your multi-day possession limit, if you were going to be going for multiple days, all that kind of stuff. But according to Steve Crook, former DFG biologist, you can use bonita as bait as long as you're following both possession and size limit rules.
And keep them whole until you put them into the Promar bait.
Yep, exactly. Bait. And I would guess that has to do maybe with the filleting of tuna regulations, who knows what. But, yeah, keep them whole until you're ready to stuff them into your bait cage. Make sure that if you have more than 5, that the ones over the 5 fish limit are above a 24-inch fork length.
All right. Good. Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, Steve's always got our back, for
All
sure.
All right, good deal.
All right, how about we jump back in and talk to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Now, I was just wondering, on the tournament, is there a limitation on what kind of baits you could use, or is everything fair game, lures and live bait and dead bait, whatever?
Yes, fair game. A lot of guys use chunked chunk squid, for that. The Chewilly on the Gordo is the magic bait. If you can get those things, they're tough to get. The only restriction we have on bait is when you can buy it. The shotgun start is at 7 o'clock, and by 7:30 you have to have all of your bait purchased and done. There's no exchange of anything between boats after 7:30.
Okay.
So no, you can use that any kind of bait, any kind of lure you want.
Do you have bait on the boat before you go?
Yeah, I would suggest, and I would suggest bringing down big slabs of squid, and chunk it up. That's always a good way to do it. And a lot of other fish you can chunk up.
But you could have your bait tank ready to roll as long as you don't do it after 7:30.
Yeah, and you can make bait after 7:30. You just can't purchase any bait after 7:30 because I don't want any pongas or any boats coming up to the boats.
But you could go out at 5 a.m., jig up your tank full of mackerel,
Get
back behind the shotgun start, and then when shotgun start happens, you're good to go.
Yeah, 7 o'clock, everybody's got to be behind the Cabo Escape, and off they go. So,
cool.
Yeah, I want to emphasize one thing. A guy just texted me here, said mentioned the size of the boats. Well, some boats are up to 60 foot, 70 foot. The real
super
quest.
Super
sport fishers. And then they go all the way down to 36, 21, 31, charter boats. And
it's been won by pongas.
And it's been won by pongas. And I'd say probably 20 of the boats, at least in the tournament, and which win do win money.
Yeah.
Particularly in the Wahoo Dorado optional, because these are local boats. They are super pongas.
Yeah.
And,
and
of course, remember in 1999, the Estrella Del Mar won the tournament in a ponga. They had fish over 201 pounds, and they won the tournament. So anything is possible. The pongeros, of course, they're the best fishermen in the world,
yep.
As far as I'm concerned, particularly the guys who ply the waters out there right outside on the Gordo Bank and that kind of thing. They really know the area. So I would, it's funny. If I would never done the tournament, I was like, wow, it seems like a lot. I don't have a boat, but I want to do the tournament. I'd go book a super ponga out of Cabo or Puerto Los Cabos, the Gordo Banks, Eric Brixen's Gordo Banks pongas, and I'd have the boat meet me down at Cabo, and I would fish the thing, and I would put the money into the Wahoo Dorado optional, and then if I got a big tuna, great, I would win the overall money,
yeah.
Or I'd win that 60 grand possibly a day for the Wahoo Dorado, and then test the waters and see how the tournament works, and then maybe if you want to go to a bigger boat, you can do that. But you don't have to have a big boat to be in this tournament. anyone can be in the tournament. I could fish this tournament in my 18-foot boat, and I feel that I could win the tournament.
Yeah,
I got to have the right equipment on it and the two or three guys on there that know what they're doing.
That's the beauty of Cabo. Most of the fishing is not that far away from the harbor.
Absolutely. That's right. Now, if the weather is horrible, of course, it's better to have a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call, Doug. Now, what happens, too, is, of course, the Bisbee, the richest marlin tournament in the world, happens just before the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. So you get a lot of those Bisbee boats that participate with you, right?
Right, yeah. We had quite a few of those guys come down, stayed. And so this year we're hoping to pick up. We had like 15 or 16 teams that were across the board for us and out of the thing. That's a pretty good number. I think it was the most we've had. So a lot of those guys were interested in, and because the money is up there. It's up to $300,000.
And all in.
The payout.
And all in for your tournament is how much?
$23,300.
It's chumps change for those Bisbee guys.
Yeah. Well, that's an optional.
I don't know. That's a fair amount of money for a guy like me. But but you split it four ways. It's not so bad. But
most because Bisbee's what, 75 across the board?
Oh, well, let's be honest about that. Really, the Bisbees, and I hope Wayne's not listening to this and getting mad at me, but and he's been incredible for us at the tournament.
Yeah,
he's such
sure.
a good guy. But, you know, I did the tournament, the Bisbees, and it was at that time it was $5,000 to get in, and it was $16,000 across the board, which everybody loves to be across the board. It's a big ego deal. So I was like, we're across the board. And we didn't win. But it gave me some great ideas for the tournament. But since then, they did two more optionals. They said, well, why not offer it? You know, and so the guys at the top end say, we want to be, you know, we want to go across the board. They added, we went to 30,000 from 16, and then it went to 60, and I think it's a full payback on that final $10,000 a day. $10,000 a day is the 3 days of fishing for the Bisbees.
Yeah.
So it went up to 60. Well, that's not for you and me, but that's for the guy who invites his friends and goes on the boat and is willing to and wants to do it right.
But
you
like,
know?
Just like you were saying before, I mean, again, that's never going to be in our budget. But the reality is when you're making that kind of investment, you're doing all those things, you're only fishing against a small percentage of boats. And there's a lot of money in those, you know, the $60,000, you know, $10,000 optionals. I mean, not everybody is participating, but there's a lot of money. And you're only fishing against 10 boats or 20 boats. You know, you have a 1 in 20 chance at winning several hundred thousand dollars.
It's exactly it. And that at the very highest end of the Bisbees, I don't think that there's any money taken out. It all goes like, it's almost like a brown bag. So that's why, but it's great because it really generates a lot of excitement. There's a lot of big money in that thing.
Millions of dollars
involved. You know, but for ours, we're very happy with where we're at on that level. And you can get into Bisbees at many, many different levels and as well as ours. And that's the nice thing about Calcutta's and those kinds of jackpot tournaments.
John in Upland, just about 30 seconds for you, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Yeah, hey, one note I wanted to say about the Bonita. A couple years ago, I had purchased some Bonita at an Asian market, and they had told me that I needed to show the receipt that I purchased the Bonita, that I bought it, and I had not caught it. So that's another note on the Bonita. Mm.
Okay. Great call, John.
Really good point. Yeah, and I would say any bait that you purchase, if you're using it for lobster, I mean, they regulate lobsters so heavily.
Very proud of their lobster.
Keep that receipt in your pocket if you do purchase it. I think that's a real good call, John. I appreciate you contributing that to the show today.
Good call. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Liberty. We're giving away a full-day trip. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check AFTCO out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, and Devon. Forever, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new C4th, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. C4th Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check C4thLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing on the Liberty on a full-day trip at a Fisherman's Landing is going to Doug in Montebello.
First-time caller.
Yeah, first-time caller, Doug. Doug, you're going to love that trip, just like Dave talked about. It's a great one.
The lucky guy.
Yeah, congrats, Doug.
All right, give us the details. Western Outdoor News, Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament. Pat McDonald.
Well, as far as the tournament's coming up November 7th through the 10th, it's our 20th year. And if you want to hear or get more information about it, watch a great video. Just all you do is Google Cabo Tuna, and then that thing's going to come up.
Cabo Tuna.
Or go on Pete's Let's Talk Hookup website, and the link is there. And it's a lot of fun. Information's all in there. And just watch the video. You'll see how fun it is for everybody.
Is there information in Western Outdoor News on it?
Oh, yeah. There's ads constantly promoting it. And, of course, you go to wonews.com, and you go to the events, click down, and you'll see the information there also and links to it. So It's all over the place. You can't help but Google it. There's been a website for 20 years. So as soon as you pop the name Cabo Tuna or anything like that, up comes the tournament information. So we'd love to see people down there. It's a lot of fun. And it's amazing, 20th year, and you've been a part of it, Pete, and thank you very much. You
thank
and Rick
you.
Have been big supporters of it, and I really appreciate you having me here today.
Always
a lot
good
of fun
time.
Over the
thank
years,
you,
buddy.
Thank you, Pat, and continued success in your retirement, supposedly semi-retirement, right? And keep enjoying all that fishing. You've been well-deserved for
thank
sure,
you. Thank you,
over
God.
The years. All right, hey, thank you very much for listening. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does for Let's Talk Hookup. Of course, our fantastic app. If you haven't downloaded our app, you got to do it. It's free, and it's got everything you need, including archives, as well as live stream, phone calls, and other information on there on Let's Talk Hookup. Just either in the App Store or the Google Play Store, just download Let's Talk Hookup app. It's free. Put it on your phone. And tomorrow morning, we're talking Sea Keeper with Berkeley Andrews. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., that amazing device. You're going to hear all about it. 7 to 9 a.m. right here. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.